Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 31st of December, recording at 10:05 p.m., slightly later than usual. Now, this being the 31st of December, it's the last trading day of the year, of course, and an interesting year it's been. But first, I'll have a quick review of today's action. And I won't, I'll keep this audio relatively short because, as you can hear, I've still got a somewhat scratchy voice and nasal tones here today. Nothing more serious, though, than a bit of a head cold. Okay, so what happened here today? Well, I think the most interesting action was the sort of thing that may be quite predictable. It's what we've seen recently, over the last month at least, last month or more, and that's that Japan was strong again, up 0.7 of 1%, and China was stronger still, up 1.6% on the Shanghai Composite Index. Elegant chart, that. The rest of Asia, well, it wasn't all open, but a little bit mixed, but no major selling that I saw. European stock markets mixed here today, and a quiet day generally. No big percentage moves that I've seen. Wall Street, which has been in steady retreat in recent weeks due to the fiscal cliff issue, hardly surprising, that is it. But it was steady today, so closing the year on an optimistic note. The S&P is at 1426, that's up nearly 24 points and 1.69%. The NASDAQ was up 2% with a big $22 plus rise by Apple Computer. Upward dynamic from that 500 level. That's really quite positive. Canada was up nearly 1%. Brazil, which has also been in form recently, but it didn't, it was closed in here today. Now, elsewhere, in government bonds, a softer tone. The U.S. dollar, mixed in here. Well, that pretty well describes it. Quiet and mixed. The yen is quite weak again today. Seeing another sort of small upward dynamic to, most currencies have shown another small upward dynamic against the yen to extend their upward trends against the currency that's being intentionally weakened by Shinzo Abe. And those are the main features in here today, although I hadn't seen the industrial metals. I just have a quick look here. I suspect they're firmer. Yes, with the exception, well, there are two exceptions, nickel and lead are down a little bit, so most of them are to the upside. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, I think that the strong rallies that we've seen in China and also Japan will carry on into the new year. I think that both are likely to be relative strength, are likely to remain relative strength leaders. I've said that in a good number of my audios. Now, to me, you know, which of these do you pick? China, despite the political system, and sometimes because of the political system, maybe is the simpler one to back and analytically. Japan's more complicated because I've raised the question before in terms of how much damage has the long deflationary period and economic contraction, how much of a toll has that taken on its recovery potential? We will find out, certainly. I think the policies are correct in terms of reviving Japan's economy, and I think it's particularly bullish for the for the exporters overall, which have suffered and suffered due to the strength of the yen. I thought comments, which I haven't actually seen myself, but I've seen them referred to, for instance, of the U.S. And China apparently criticizing, excuse me, apparently criticizing Japan for intentionally weakening its currency. I mean, my goodness. It leaves me speechless. Japan, or the Bank of Japan, I think, has understood the long-term importance of a stable currency. But if everybody else is involved in competitive devaluations, then eventually it becomes suicidal. And so we're seeing a response to we're seeing a response to that. And it's a move that we called for in Japan, and it's a move that we're keen to back. Now, overall, as we look to 2013, I mean, several points. One, stock markets have had a pretty good move here this year. Much better, I think, than most people forecast. If you go back and if you recall, or just go back and look at the written copy and listen to some of the earlier audios, I'm sure you've got better things to do on New Year's Eve than that. But you'll note that recall that we did not share some of the very widespread pessimism that was expressed about what stock markets would do this year. We were considerably more optimistic, largely because of the low interest rates, largely because valuations were really quite attractive, and also because we were getting the quantitative easing, which is a powerful tailwind for equities. And I think the gains that we've seen over the last 3 years in this cyclical bull market are testimony to that. Now, I have major concerns and also uncertainties as to what will actually happen when the QE, all the QE, eventually ends. I mean, my guess is that it will be followed by some turbulence. It may well depend how quickly interest rates move up, but it may be a time, I suspect it will be a time to be very cautious and to pay extremely close attention to the charts, because, well, to me, that's going to be a very dramatic change and in monetary policy, and it may well be reflected by markets. But the bottom line here, in all candor, is I don't know. And neither does anyone else, although everybody's got an opinion on the subject. So I would like to see what happens, but I'll pay very, very close attention, as I've already mentioned, to the price action. Now, I don't think we have to worry about that in 2013. Markets have done so well that we have some quite overextended positions. I've posted a report that a colleague, Jackson Wong of Investors Intelligence, produced, and it's really monitoring global leaders. And well, some of the gains that we've seen over the last 3 years or more have been absolutely astonishing among those shares. A lot of acceleration. I certainly wouldn't be looking for buys on that list. But the interesting thing is those global leaders have not formed that many TOPs yet. I think that's testimony to the quantitative easing and the low interest rates overall. I think also it serves us well in terms of showing that so many people would just talk and talk about the one economy or another, and being extremely pessimistic and cite that as a reason for not going near the stock market. Well, put it simply, and I've said this before on a number of occasions, we don't buy the economy, we buy stocks. And many of those stocks in Jackson's report are autonomies or autonomy type multinational firms, and they've done exceptionally well. I think what the report is useful for is many things actually, but read his cautions on page 8, as I emphasize again, the shares are not. It's not a recommendation, these shares, but it is tracking the global relative strength leaders, and not many of them have developed top formations, although plenty of them are overextended. Now, that's another reminder that we've had a good run for 3 years. These bull trends don't go on indefinitely, but something fundamental almost invariably has to change to bring them to an end. I don't know if that will happen during 2013, and if we get another year of QE and low interest rates, in other words, the same policies that we're ending the year on, there's a good chance that these markets go on and score gains for a fourth consecutive year. Now, that would be one of the longer bull runs, but it has also been occurring against the background of a very oversold situation at the end of 2008. And as I've mentioned on a number of occasions, I like the fact that Europe has a vast number of problems, but it's no longer mentioned in the same breath with the word crisis. These problems, they're trying to address these problems. I don't know how or where or how quickly they're going to find some economic growth, but the euro is going to survive, as I felt all along. And my feeling is that we don't need to worry about Europe quite so much. And some European companies are doing extremely well. And while their valuations have increased somewhat, that's as a consequence of a very strong rally. Europe had by far the lowest valuations among any major equity area a few months ago. Okay, what else to look at and consider? In today's action, we've got gold up over $19 in here today. Now, that's a good upward dynamic. It's off a low level, though, off an oversold condition. We're still oversold. It certainly needs upside follow-through, but it's an encouraging sign. And I hope we get some follow-through. I think there's a good chance that we will get some additional upside follow-through. But I think you know my view. I'll feel relaxed about my medium to longer term forecast when I see gold well established and finding support above the $1,800 level. I still think it's going to happen, but we aren't there yet to state the obvious. But I think the background environment of QE, very low interest rates, devaluing currencies, that's a good script for gold. And gold has completed its 12th consecutive year of consecutive gains. So even though it never got close to the 2011 high this year, that's still a pretty good performance overall. And what else to mention here? Palladium's best performer, finding support around the $700 area among the precious metals currently. But the most oversold are the other three, and I think particularly silver. I actually increased my silver position a little bit in here today. And I think regarding the fiscal cliff issue, that's something that I've been nervous about really for quite some time. I think partly because we find it hard to believe that the two opposing parties would be so stubborn and so self-obsessed that they would risk damaging the U.S. economy over their differences. We will see. We will see. But I hope not. Meanwhile, sort that out, and despite some, should I say, leftish policies, I think the U.S. still has a lot going for it, not least in its competitive energy prices. And that'll be a feature often discussed in 2013. Now, I don't want to make this too long. I probably have already. So at this stage, I will just say that Owen, Sarah, and I wish you a healthy, peaceful, and prosperous 2013. We thank you so much for the support, encouragement, and some timely insights which have assisted us all in 2012 and, of course, over earlier years. Owen and I look forward to the analytical challenge on behalf of our subscribers, and it will be an interesting shared adventure. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.